Video: Cops identify 14-year-old wanted in triple murder at TX gas station. By Amy Furr on December 30, 2021. Police in Garland, Texas, are asking for the public's help in locating the 14-year-old who allegedly opened fire at a convenience store on Sunday, killing three individuals and wounding another person. Abel Elias Acosta is being sought by police after they said evidence was found that identified him as the gunman. He is facing charges of capital murder and a directive to apprehend has been issued for him, Fox 4 reported Wednesday. Authorities noted he is the son of Richard Acosta Jr., whom officers arrested once they identified him as the getaway driver of the truck seen on surveillance footage at the Texaco station located on Walnut Lane. Richard voluntarily turned himself in 2 days ago, Garland PD Lieutenant Pedro Barano told the outlet, adding, "And when he turned himself in, we were in to locate and recover the truck." The man also faces a murder charge, however. Police did not state what role he might have played in planning what happened. In a social media post on Wednesday, the Garland Police Department shared more information about Abel Elias Acosta. The original 14-year-old male that was taken into custody on December 27, and whose name is not being released, is not the shooter. However, he remains a person of interest in the investigation, the department explained. Meanwhile, authorities have not disclosed details about what led officers to identify Abel as the alleged killer, but stated he was on the run while his father remained in jail. "He is actively eluding arrest as of right now," Barano told reporters. "He's still considered armed and he's still considered dangerous." He said officials believe the incident was a targeted, retaliatory attack. Three teenagers lost their lives during the shooting, according to Fox 4. Surveillance footage showed a young man wearing black shorts and a black baseball cap opening the door to the convenience store and appearing to shoot inside. Citizens with information pertaining to the young man's location were asked to contact Garland Police or call 911.